council to, quotes, tax outdoor activity and fitness, up to £1,100 per year for groups and up to £480 for personal trainers. Keep Fit fanatics are to be charged for exercising in the borough's parks, in a move that's been slammed as a grubby grab for cash and a tax on outdoor activity and staying fit. Until now, fitness fans have been able to use green spaces across Southwark to keep in shape for free. However, new fees are being introduced that will see exercise groups charged between £680 and £1,100 per year, while personal trainers will have to pay between £280 and £480. Southwark Lib Dems leisure spokesman Lisa Rajan said that these fees were outrageous, given the high levels of obesity and heart problems in the borough. She said, "We should be encouraging people to exercise, not penalising them. This is a tax on outdoor exercise and staying fit. This is supposed to be a council that believes in free swimming and gym for all. But these new fees go totally against that. It looks like nothing more than a grubby grab for cash." Stephanie Henderson, trainer for the Russia Dock Woodlands-based Boot Camp SE16 fitness group, told the news that she agreed with the policy, but not with the fees themselves, which she described as a hell of a lot of money. She said, "Overcrowding can be an issue in the park, and sometimes members of the public get a bit annoyed at us. While we have a great partnership with the amazing Friends of Russia Dock Woodlands group, the fees would let us say a little more strongly that we belong here. I think introducing fees is fair, and I'm more than happy to pay." However, the personal trainer was taken aback at the cost of the proposed fees. She said, "It's quite a lot more than I thought it would be. That's a hell of a lot of money, and I definitely wouldn't be able to pay it in one go. I charge my group very reasonable fees to take part, and only recently upped them to help provide a better service. The new fees would make things difficult." Councillor Barry Hargrove, Cabinet Member for Public Health, Parks and Leisure, said, "The claims that Southwark Council is charging any residents who use outdoor gyms and park spaces for exercise is untrue. The new fees that have been brought in only apply to commercial businesses who charge their customers for their service and have been put in place to regulate usage and help fund the inevitable additional wear and tear these have on park facilities, much like other neighbouring councils have already done. We as a council continue to support our residents to get active and make the most of the outdoor gyms and green spaces we maintain for them. For group exercise, other park activities which are not for profit, such as park runs and charity events, will continue to be free."